WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
People say that the sign of a true artist is the ability to make us look squarely at things we'd rather not face. If so, then Bruce Robinson has definitely proved his artistry in How to Get Ahead in Advertising. This is a movie about pimples, or as the English call them, boils. Our protagonist, Bagley, is the hottest ad agency writer in London. He's supposed to be working on a campaign for a new pimple cream. But nothing comes to him. He can't bring himself to think about pimples. They're the worst thing he's had to deal with since the campaign about hemorrhoids, or as the English call them, piles. The pimple cream is so much on his mind, in fact, that he can't even enjoy a quiet lunch with his wife.
Everything will be all right. You've had these sort of problems many, many times before.
Not like this, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have. What about piles? You had a terrible time with piles.
I did not have a terrible time with piles. All right, I may have had a problem getting a hold of them, but selling them was a piece of cake.
You're raising your voice, darling.
Compared to this, piles were a birthday present. So was dandruff. So was breath.
You're still raising your voice, darling.
I tell you, Julia, the whole lot taken together, including lawnmowers, is as nothing compared to the pimples, acne, and boils.
So one day, Bagley snaps. He gets an attack of conscience and declares he's through with advertising. In fact, he's going to expose advertising as a threat to humanity. For the first time, he has a purpose in life. He's happy. He's free. His wife finds him naked in the bathroom at dawn, with household products splattered all over and a frozen chicken stuffed down the toilet.
You call that rational, do you?
Certainly. Everything I do is rational.
Why have you put chickens down the lavatory?
To thaw them before dismemberment.
You're ill, darling. I want you to get out of the bath.
They feed them on fish. They taste like fish. So I shall dismember them and return them via the sewers to the sea.
Get out of the bloody bath!
She thinks he's gone nuts. He knows he's finally gone sane. His only problem is that he still has to deal with pimples. A very large, red, pulsating one has developed on his neck. It's so nasty that he starts to think it has a life of its own. Maybe the very same life in advertising that Bagley has rejected. One morning, he looks in the mirror and finds the pimple has grown hair and eyes and a little mouth. It talks. It even compliments his wife on her cooking.
Mmm, smells good. Smells thumb-sucking good.
Thank you, darling.
That's all I can tell you in good conscience about the plot of Bruce Robinson's hilarious How to Get Ahead in Advertising. Here's a comedy that combines a literate screenplay with some of the most uproariously lurid special effects since Alien. As Bagley, the bedeviled ad man, Richard E. Grant gives the sort of exhibition of multiple personality that, in earlier times, would have won him an exorcism followed by a trip to the stake. It's a virtuoso portrait of a man possessed, and Rachel Ward, as his wife Julia, fully holds her own against him. How to Get Ahead in Advertising ultimately feels slight, like a clever short story worked up into a full-length production. But right now, I can't think of a smarter, funnier movie.